When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and that brings up the link that you need to stream the show. And hey, how is everybody? How are you? And I'm so glad you're joining us here Sunday morning. I've been out of the studio for a couple of weeks here, and so it's really nice to let you know that, as always, we can count on Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here, keeping everything working smoothly. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. If you're on the air, it means I'm here, too.
Yeah, I better mean that. And gosh, it's good to see you. I don't know. It seems like it's been particularly a long time, but it's really only been 2 weeks, right?
Right. Because, of course, Kevin's show is on last week for Positive Talk.
Yeah, Positive Talk with Kevin. He handles the last Sunday of the month for me. So I get a Sunday off and get to go to Temple only figuratively these days. I am still Zooming to Temple. I guess in the bigger picture, Nathan, and thinking about it, I had sure anticipated, or hoped anyway, that by now, I mean, my goodness, it's Labor Day. That means it's September.
I know, right?
And you know, I had hoped by now that you know, things would be so much better, because there'd been plenty of time for everybody to get vaccinated, and we would have dealt with this virus by now, and we could be getting back to normal. But you know, I don't know from your perspective, Nathan, but it seems to me things are getting worse, not better.
No, I think you're right. They are getting worse, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, but I think I did hear on the news that there's a report that the outbreak last year between the original novel coronavirus, this time around with the Delta variant, it's a bigger outbreak, and it's more seriously widespread and affecting people.
Oh, and yes, absolutely. And with, oh gosh, I don't want to get in trouble with what I say, but it just is really disheartening because, you know, the powers that be seem to be doing everything possible to get us through this pandemic. And but we've got this big contingency of holdouts that don't want to get vaccinated and don't want to wear masks. And it's extremely frustrating and disappointing for me. Like I said, I had hoped to be able to be physically going back to Temple now on, you know, that last Sunday of the month. But there's just too many unvaccinated people, and too many people are not being responsible with masks. I don't feel comfortable doing it. And I guess we might as well get the disappointment out of the way first, Nathan. I had hoped, you know, last year we were locked down, so we didn't get to do much of anything during the summer. And of course, our state fairs didn't happen last year. Everything, you know, was shut down. But this year they decided to do, you know, the fairs again. And so the social event of the season is actually finishing up this weekend out in Monroe. And that, of course, would be the Evergreen State Fair. I have one of my best friends from high school, Nathan. We always, she and I do a fair day you know, every summer. Of course, we didn't do it last year, but when they scheduled the fair, you know, fair a few months ago, and they decided they were going to do it, we kind of assumed that, okay, by then things are going to be much better and they'll do it safely and all of that. So we planned, and we had last Thursday, we had planned to do the fair. And then, of course, things didn't get better. Things started to get worse, and we started paying attention to what's going on. And first thing is we're seeing the news coverage, you know, on the cameras at the fairgrounds interviewing people. And the first thing that's obvious to me and Marie and watching all that film is that nobody's wearing masks. And I just assumed that, you know, that there would be a mask protocol, you know, indoors and outdoors and all that good stuff. At any rate, that apparently was not the case for the Evergreen State Fair. And then my next door online group, somebody asked the question, how's the fair this year? And so everyone started chiming in. And unfortunately, all the messages were like, oh, it was really great. And thank goodness, no mask protocols. So we didn't have to wear a mask. And I was like, oh, well, that does it for me. And then Marie, somebody she knows, went to a concert at the Monroe Fair and posted a picture on Facebook. And there's a gazillion of people in the photograph all around this person in the lineup going to the concert. And they are side by side, face to face, and not a one of them has on a mask. So I think you know where I'm headed. Marie and I made the decision last week that we just didn't feel safe. And so we didn't go to the fair.
And of course, sporting events are back to full capacity. And the Seattle Seahawks, they start their season here pretty shortly. And you know how full that stadium can get.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people screaming and yelling. And
right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to go on normally?
I haven't heard anything about it. Just to finish up
the fair stuff, I think the best good news I can give you out of this is that I think the Puyallup Fair also is starting this week. Now, they used to not start until after Labor Day, and the fairs would not run at the same time, but for whatever reason, they're both going this weekend. But it seemed that they kind of learned from what was going on at Monroe. And apparently, Puyallup Fair now, they do have a mask protocol. And masks are required indoors and outdoors at the fairgrounds. Now, I love that idea, but I'm saying good luck policing that.
It's going to be hard to eat those scones.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming that's, you know, unless you're eating, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. But unfortunately, we don't have enough people really cooperating on all of that. But anyway, before we leave the subject, I just want to say, you know, unless it's Aunt Martha getting on her little bit of a soapbox here, but unless you got a medical reason why you can't be vaccinated, please get vaccinated. Please wear your mask. It's not that hard. And because we need to wear our masks and follow the protocols to protect those that have medical issues that can't be vaccinated. And of course, our kids, the young kids that can't be vaccinated. So let's all get with a program so I can go back to Temple and I can go to the fair next year. Don't you think that's a good plan? Let's just all cooperate and do this together and get done with this. Doesn't that sound like a good idea, Nathan?
I want to get back to the fair so bad.
Yeah. So at least, you know, one of the things you do for fun is you do disc golf, and at least that's outdoors and stuff. Mm-hmm. So have you been disc golfing?
Yes, I have. I usually go once, maybe twice a week, and it's distance. Of course, it's only one group really per hole out of common disc golf etiquette courtesy. And in our groups are never more than like four people, so we keep it minimal.
Okay. All right. So you're doing today. Well, that's good. So I'm looking out because it's the first Sunday of the month. It's kind of become our ritual now. Since technology has improved so much over the last 30 years, I can now comfortably Zoom into the show from home. And that's what I've been doing on the first Sunday of the month, because as you can tell, it's just me and Nathan on the first Sunday, because it's a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, we're talking to our local shelters, rescues, and those that do such good work. And that's, of course, what we'll be doing today. But because of that, we don't, Stacy, our call screener, doesn't need to be in the studio, so she has the day off. I wonder what she's doing. Oh, and I have a hummer. See, now this is the problem, me doing it from home. I'm in my office. So I just turned my head to look out the window at the sky, Nathan. And what do you think I see?
Well, you're just about to say hummingbirds.
I was.
That's
yes,
a pretty easy guess for me.
Hello, Anna Hummingbird is at my hummingbird feeder, which I have hung right outside the window of my office. And it's a glass yellow pineapple hummingbird feeder with a green top and a little female. They've gotten really used to me being right here at the window. Like, you know, I'm moving around and oh, she saw me with a headset on, said, "Whoa, who is that?" off she went. But so I'm joined by hummingbirds. But anyway, I was looking out at the sky. It is gray, looks like overcast here. But it's a nice temperature. Down there, I've looked, you showed me the view, and it looks the same out there as it does here, which is kind of gray and overcast. Looks like we can see the city of Seattle, but I don't see any Olympics or anything. So what's going on with the weather, Nathan?
Yeah, pretty much you described it almost to a tooth and nail, but there is some blue sky breaks heading out more down into southern direction. So those will gradually move north and bring us some more sunshine throughout the day. Not too much, though. It's going to pretty much remain mostly cloudy. And then Labor Day tomorrow, though, enjoy your barbecues and time outside, because it's going to be very sunny, high near 74. And back to more clouds throughout the remainder of the week. Maybe a chance of rain on Wednesday, so that can hopefully get us some water for the ground.
Yeah, there's been very little rain. I've had a little bit of rain here and there, you know, kind of enough to wet everything, which is good. I'm pleased because the temperatures being more normal, the birds are starting to behave more normally in my neighborhood, and that's been encouraging. In fact, I had my best identify the birds this morning than I've ever had. I got a new, have you been using your Merlin bird ID app?
I have. I found, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like some sort of blue jay that was singing out in our backyard.
Stellar's Jay.
Stellar's Jay. Yeah, that's it.
Because they're on my list. I have now, as of this morning, I have 19 birds on my list.
Ooh.
That I've recorded here. And this morning I got a new one. I got a Merlin. I mean, because, you know, it's Merlin bird ID, but it's named after a Merlin, which is a bird of prey. I didn't even know I had one around here, but I was hearing some unusual shrieks. There were all kinds of bird sounds. And I think I got like five or six birds on the first recording I did this morning. And then those unusual shrieks I was hearing was an actual Merlin.
Interesting. Really cool. I'm just pulling mine up now. I know there's another bird I found one morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Well, I got a Merlin. I got a black-headed grosbeak this morning. Stellar jays, a downy woodpecker. I could hear that one pounding on the wood. A bank swallow, northern flicker. I got a raven this week. And have you ever heard of a western wood peewee?
No.
Well, I got one of those on my list. A western wood peewee, cedar waxwing, American robin, golden crowned kinglet. A brown creeper. I have lots of brown creepers. I didn't even know what they were until I started, you know, getting them on the recording. Black-capped chickadees, chestnut-backed chickadees, crows, Swainson thrush, spotted towhees, Anna's hummingbird, and dark-eyed juncos. So that's my lifetime list so far.
Okay. Now I'm having trouble finding that other bird that I found, but hopefully I'll maybe get it re-recorded, and then I can tell you what it was.
So do you have your bird app on your phone?
I do, but it seems like some of my recordings went away. I still have like that warbling Vireo and then the Stellar
Stick. When you get a new bird, do you click on "This is my bird" and save it?
Yeah, I might have forgotten to save that one.
Okay. Because you know how to find your lifetime list on the app?
I'm going there now.
It sounds so techy.
I'm having trouble, so
I sound like I know what I'm doing.
No, now you're the one teaching me the technology.
Yeah, that's
the other way around.
Yep, that's a switcheroony. It even sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Well, I kind of do because I'm getting more and more familiar with this app. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. So if you don't know what we're talking about, we have been telling you about this. It's a free app. Just go to your app store on your phone. This app is done by the Cornell Lab. It's called the Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, the Merlin Bird ID app. And it's free. You just download it. And these are the folks that do the great backyard bird count, outdoor backdoor bird count that'll start, I think that's usually in February. And so when you record birds, identify them, save them to where you are in your list and all of that, it helps them with their bird counts and all of that. But it is so fun because you can take a photograph and get an identification. But what I love and what we've been talking about is that you can turn on the sound ID and it immediately identifies any birds. Oh, I tried last night, Nathan. For the first time, there was I think it was a great horned owl was hooting, and of course, every time I got the phone app going, the owl would be quiet.
That's always how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I swear to gosh, they know when you get the app out, and I'm getting a lot of crackling in my ears.
Yeah, I think that's coming from your microphone. There might be a loose connection on one of your cords there.
Let's see what we got.
But while you're doing that, I think I found out why I'm not finding the recording. It's because I never actually created an account for the app. I just kind of signed into it, so it might have expired my recordings. Because it's been a couple weeks since I last talked to you, and I did notice that before one of my recordings did go away, too.
Yeah, you want to set up an account,
yeah.
But that's just so they can keep your information for you.
Yep.
At any rate. All right, well, that's great. So, super.
Well, it looks like we got that crackling gone now, so you're all good to go.
Yes, but I totally lost my train of thought, so I don't know what I was talking about. But anyway,
the owls?
Like
you're talking about the owl.
Oh, that right, the great horned owl. But what I did find out, because I hadn't actually tested this, is that usually when if an owl comes out, I can get him to talk to me. You know, I can hoot at him, and then they'll hoot back. And so I was trying to get the owl to hoot again so I could get it recorded. But what I found out is that I must have a lousy imitate the owl hoot, because my hoots didn't register on the phone at all. So I did find out you can't fake it and hoot like an owl and then have your Merlin bird ID tell you that there's an owl out there. Cause it apparently knows the difference between a fake human owl and a real owl, because it didn't identify me.
Oh,
that's my point. All right. So
it wouldn't be able to tell you what a squirrel was either, because it's not a bird. And they
make
little chirpy type sounds.
Except it was able to tell me. That's the first thing I learned when I started using this bird app to identify the birds. A lot of the sounds that I hear regularly when I go outside, I thought were squirrels. You know, because I have the Douglas squirrels and I have gray squirrels and maple seed season. But I thought it was the Douglas squirrels. But it's not. It's all birds. So I was really surprised about that. And so a lot of the sounds that, at least to my ears, I thought were squirrels are actually birds. So that was a surprise to me. Okay, I just realized, looked at the clock, and we are talking ourselves out of time, and it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. So let's go ahead and I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and officially start the show. But I tell you what, why don't we stay on track time-wise, take care of our advertisers on schedule, then we'll come back and officially start the show and get ready for our first interview, because we'll be talking kitties. Meow Cat Rescue will join us first. So everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, a spiritual healer and best practitioner, creator of the Rasmussen Reset. And just as a reminder, next Sunday is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique. And normally, Nels Rasmussen and his sister, Linda Rasmussen, would be in the studio with us, but Nels is going to be on vacation. He's taking his Merlin Bird ID, and he and his wife, Martha, are going on a great vacation, sounds like, to Idaho and Montana and stuff, and he's going to be seeing what kind of birds live over there. So Linda will be joining us next week in the studio, and so I hope you can plan to call in early, because she can take care of both you and your animal friends, but there'll only be the one of her next week, so they won't be able to work on two simultaneously. So we'll have to make sure that you call in early, so we have plenty of time to get your free remote treatments with Linda. And of course, she'll have some special features for us and all that good stuff. So that's going to be happening next week. And then of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can pick up your phone and call me. Not now, I'm on the radio, but you can call me after the show, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, let's go ahead and officially start the show before we run out of time. And if you have not been here with me to officially start the show before, just let you know I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers to get us rolling here. And then I got a whole slew of affirmations that we do to get us kind of spiritually charged up and energized for the day and the week. And I don't know about you, but there's so much stuff going on in my life. I don't even have time to tell you about it all, and I haven't been able to catch you up, but I think next week I'll have time to fill you in on all the stuff going on in my world. But man, I sure am appreciating these prayers and these affirmations, and you may want to use them daily like I do. All righty, here we go. We're going to start with a little prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. And it is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. And here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now a little longer one for us human animals, and this is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. So here we go with our affirmations, and there are a bunch in this group. I say each one of them three times, and this part of the show is voluntary. You can join me and say them out loud along with me. You can say them silently along with me, and you can use them during the week as I do, which I know many of you do because I hear about it. And here we go, affirmation number one, and this one we're doing for our own personal selves. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, this second affirmation is one we do for ourselves as individually, but also as our animal world collective of wonderful souls here. And so we're doing this for all of us. This is a good one, too, and very powerful. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now have a this affirmation we're doing for ourselves and all of us, but basically for ourselves. And this is the affirmation to get you in the right frame of mind to participate in the world in whatever way you're feeling comfortable doing that these days, so that you can go out with an attitude of well-being and health and well-being and spreading that around rather than going out in fear. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. And one more to complete this, our personal affirmations here. This one is from Natasha, and boy, this one's really helping me adjust to all the crazy stuff going on in my life. I hope it helps you too. And here we go. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And now to conclude this group of affirmations, what we do now, and this is you take your hands, place, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. Then conclude our whole, officially get the show started ritual, get our Warriors of Light Ananda affirmation. And this one, of course, we do for ourselves, for our country, for our planet, and hopefully to get us all aligned with the right energy. So when the love train comes around, we can truly wholeheartedly spread it around the world. So here we go. Three times. God's light is within me and around me. with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty then, we are all energized and spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and we will continue this quest of spreading love and all of this wonderful stuff all around the world when we get on the love train at the top of the hour and next. And boy, just take a moment. Feel the energy right now and all these affirmations and the prayers we just did. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could stay in this energy and boy, I don't know what's causing it. Are you hearing that, Nathan?
Yeah, it's coming through on my end just a little bit. Hopefully it's just something that
can wiggle around
a little bit.
No, yeah, it was one particular connection. I'm not sure. Anyway, okay, but anyhow, that kind of mind me is a reflection of what's going on. We get on the love train, we get everybody coordinated, and we're all going to get along and spread the love all over the world, and then the static happens. Yeah, well. But wouldn't it be lovely if we could just stay in that energy all the time? So let's make an effort to do that this week. All righty. We are, halfway through the first hour already. And I just before we start our interviews here, I wanted to say we don't have any official recalls on food this week, but there was a recall on a food I wasn't familiar with, but that happened, I think, about 10 days ago, a week and a half or so ago. And if you want to check that out, you can go to the Animal World Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, because I did post it when it came out. And just an update, no good animal TV Saturday nights for me lately. It's still all American Zoo shows, and I can't watch those. So I'm looking forward to my favorite Animal World or Animal Planet animal shows coming back. And guess that's all I got to say. And then the kind of news department. And although, do keep your mind on the weather, like a day to day, even when the temperature gets up there in the high 70s, even if the sun isn't out, you've got to pay attention of the temperature of your car, especially if you're traveling with your dogs. Because even on an overcast day, if it's above 70 degrees, it doesn't take very long for that car to heat up. You know, you're talking 10, 15 minutes to get too hot and start to cook your dog. So please be careful, even though the sun isn't real obvious. All right. All that being said, I think we are ready to go, and we will officially kick off Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we are going to start with the kitties and Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And I'm hoping that when I say hello, that our favorite Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow is here. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Martha.
Ah, there you are. How are you on this wonderful Labor Day weekend?
I'm doing well.
All right. And I'm real curious to know, you know, how Meow is doing. You know, because, you know, we keep thinking we're opening up and then things get worse and then kind of things change. So what's going on with Meow these days?
Well, currently we're still open on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Okay.
And we did quite a few adoptions yesterday, and we hope to do some more today. Our biggest challenge right now is getting veterinary service.
You know, apparently there are so much trouble. There's so many challenges going on in veterinary medicine these days around here. They're even making the network news here locally. And I probably don't talk about it enough on the air, but our local world of veterinary medicine here has been one of the most seriously affected by COVID. And this whole pandemic, and you know, for the last couple of years here, and you know, the whole industry, and at least, and I don't know if this is going on around the country, it probably is, but it's definitely happening here. Our vets and vet hospitals, they are completely overloaded and stressed out.
Yes, I know.
From my clients, you know, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, you know, I'm working with people and often with young animals and helping them get started and all that sort of stuff. People can't even find a veterinarian to work with right now. It's very difficult to get an appointment. If you don't have a relationship with an established veterinarian, it can be difficult to find one. And then if you do, then it's very challenging in how you get the work done, because it's not like it used to be that you get to make an appointment and you go and walk into the vet hospital with your animal friend and go into the exam room and the vet comes in and you get to talk to him and you go over things together. That hasn't happened since we shut down originally. And I don't know of any vet hospitals that you can just go to.
I think a few of them are opening up. I've heard of a few.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I know that Canyon Park Cat Clinic in Bothell is doing that. And I think Inglemore started doing that. But it's, you know, it's very stressful for everyone. The pet owners, the pets, the vets, the vet techs. It's a really, really challenging time right now.
Yeah, now, some rescues have their own veterinary staff, but I don't think that's not the case with Meow, is it? Do you have a veterinarian on staff?
No, we do not.
So that's one you use local veterinarians?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And so that's the problem? You said you're having problem getting veterinary services. So what's actually going on?
Well, spays and neuters, you know, it used to be, today or tomorrow, we could call the vet and make some spay-neuter appointments for this week or next. And sometimes we have to wait a month for a spay-neuter. And we've got kittens that are ready to go, except they need to be spayed and neutered. And so it's really, really challenging.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about, because, of course, you know, your rules are you don't adopt them out until they've been spayed or neutered.
Correct.
But if you got a whole bunch of, you know, young ones that are ready to be placed, but they can't be spayed and neutered, man, that's got to be frustrating.
So
you're just having to do the best you can, and the vets that you work with obviously are doing the best that they can. But it is a time, just in general, you need to be real patient right now, folks, with the veterinary community. If you need stuff done, you know, do it ahead of time. Start making the plans. Like, I have one animal on medication, and I just called, you know, to order a refill. But I called way ahead of time, so there's plenty of time. You know, I didn't wait till the last minute, you know, to call. So make sure that you're thinking about what needs to happen with your animal friends. And if it involves veterinary care, make your plans ahead of time. Because, you know, it can be a real juggling situation, and sometimes you have to wait. Like you say, you're having to wait sometimes up to a month before you can get the kittens in to be spayed and neutered.
Yeah. That's an extreme case, but it is happening. I mean, we are having to wait weeks. So...
Well, and just for anybody that has tuned in that doesn't know, we should probably cover the basics. Meow Cat Rescue, you are in Kirkland, and you're in the Houghton Plaza, I think, you know, where the PCC is in Kirkland, and your Natural Pet Pantry is also in that little mall area. And you had been closed down. All the cats were in foster, and you were not open at all, and everything was being done contactless. But that's changed a little bit. You now have hours on Saturday and Sunday that people can actually come into the shelter and meet kitties, right?
Right.
So I imagine you've got to be masked and all of that, and you follow good protocol when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we've had no problems at all. People have been very courteous and compliant.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, wonderful. It's been really nice.
Wonderful. Do you have to make an appointment to come in on the Saturday or Sunday, or can people drop by to see what's there?
People can drop by, but we encourage appointments because we can only allow so many people in the shelter at a time. And if somebody comes to the door that has an appointment, they get preferential treatment. And someone might have to wait out in the parking lot for an hour and a half or 2 hours if they don't have an appointment.
Okay.
So it is recommended.
All right. So now I know you can also begin the adoption process online, and you can see what's available online, right?
Right. And that's probably the best way to begin is to go to our page, which is www.meowcatrescue.org. You click on available cats and know that that changes every couple of days. So what you see today will be different than what you see in a couple of days.
You update and add and all of that every couple of days. Okay.
Yeah,
so if you're looking for something specific, folks, or the right cat for you, you need to check every couple of days.
Yeah, keep looking. And when you see something that you like, the bio has a link for the adoption application, and you can fill that out and submit it requesting an appointment. And that's probably the smoothest way for you to come in and meet some kitties.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And that way you can check out what's available. And if you find your ones you're interested in, then you can make an appointment to come in and know that you can actually see those individuals.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering, when everything was shut down, all the cats were in, you know, pretty much in foster care. There wasn't anybody really at the shelter except the, you know, maybe a few. But now, with the way you're doing it now, have most of those cats come back into the shelter, or are a lot of cats still in foster? I mean, how is that working?
Well, how it works generally is everyone remains in foster until they're spayed and neutered.
Okay. So all the young ones, the kittens, are all in foster until they're spayed and neutered. And then when they're ready then they come into the shelter. Well, what about the older kids?
Well, we do have a couple of adults in the shelter. We don't have a lot of adults right now, but we do have a few of those. And, you know, once they're medically cleared, they can come into the shelter, and we've got suites for the adults so that they don't have to. Actually, we're not using any cages right now. We've got free rooms and suites, and it's really nice.
So no cages, huh?
Well, so we have empty cages, but we're not really populating those right now.
So the cats are mostly, this sounds weird, I was going to say group livers, but I'm not talking about liver organs. I mean, they're living together in a group room at the rescue. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's usually a litter. You know, we'll put a litter of kittens in one room and a litter of kittens in another room. And, you know, we have some bonded adults, and they get to go in a room together, and it's really nice for the cats.
Well, it sounds like a real nice way and way for people to come and meet them, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. They come in. That sounds like a really nice environment when they're not in the cages, that they're in a room. You know, you can get a much better feel of who the kitties really are, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. definitely.
All right. Well, we have got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. And then I think more congratulations on a good call are due to you, Marilyn and Meow, because, of course, you know, I always have a keen eye on the current events list. And we have, you know, a bunch of our local shelters and everybody has fundraisers during the summer. And prior to the pandemic, all these fundraisers were in-person events, but all of them had to move. You guys had to get creative and do virtual online stuff. Well, a lot of the shelters had events scheduled this summer or in this fall. And it, you know, been kind of on the fence. Are we doing virtual? Are we doing in person? Well, a couple of them decided to go in person. And then, of course, at the last minute, had to change their mind. But I want to congratulate Meow because you had your fine wines and felines this summer. And you were one of the few that didn't bite the bullet and say, well, let's do it in person again. You guys kept it virtual, and that ended up being a good decision, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we will we'll chat a little bit about that and find out how it went and all that good stuff and more about Meow. And and we haven't, just because it's Meow, sometimes they have some dogs. So we'll see if there's any woof woofs at Meow Meow. And we'll do that next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and we are, finishing up the first hour of our Labor Day an edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, and new P as in Peter, R-O. New Pro Supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And getting ready to open up a big new jug of New Pro for Robbie. He needs some help with his coat. So, I'm looking forward, to doing that. And, I think Nathan, Zabby is on New Pro and is doing well on that. And it made her a better eater. He's given me a thumbs up. So she's still taking it. She's still eating well. And you can check them out at New Pro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. And of course, we are holding the space for Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center. She is doing better all the time, getting stronger and more capable of working more. And she's doing 2 days a week right now in person at Whispering Dragon. So you can see her in person for incredible sound healing and chiropractic. She is the premier sound healer of our area. And of course, she works remotely. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, mostly dogs these days. And I specialize in giving, you know, overall education and solving all kinds of awful problems really fast. And usually I only have to see my clients once, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. But keep in mind, and I'm telling a lot of people this right now, the pandemic and the shutdowns over this last year and a half or so, it's kind of put a lot of the dog trainers, the private dog trainers, out of business. And Nathan, I'll just give you an idea on this. There's an online service that a lot of people use in the area to find trainers and so forth. Prior to the pandemic, when you would put a request in at this particular online service, there were at least 60 trainers in this area that had the opportunity to respond, and that would respond if they wanted. 60 plus. Now there are 6. And to my knowledge, only 5 of them are responding.
You're not talking about Rover, are you?
No, I'm talking about Thumbtack.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's kind of like an Angie List, only sort of, anyway, it's, you know, you can go there and you can go to Thumbtack and search me. You'll find me there. Anyway, because I have more reviews and better and all of that, and I've always been in pretty high demand, but now I'm overwhelmed, and with everything else going on, you just may have to be a little patient with me, because I always do that free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So I'll always talk to you for free on the phone, and would love to chat with you about what's going on with your animals, let you know if I can help, especially your dog friends. But you may have to be patient and play phone tag with me for a little while, just because I'm kind of overwhelmed with how many people need to see me and everything else going on in my life, which maybe I'll have time to tell you about next week. So anyway, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are chatting with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And I just did a little bit of a congratulations, because the Meow went ahead and did their annual Fine Lines and Felines this summer as a virtual event. They didn't even entertain doing it in person, and that ended up being a really wise decision. So, Marilyn, how did it go?
It was great. It was really great. And, you know, this is the second year that we've done it virtual.
Uh-huh.
I think the bugs all got worked out the first year, and it was really fun. It was really
wonderful, enjoyable.
It was, I think everyone had a good time. It was successful. It was entertaining. It was inspiring. Mm. It was a really nice evening.
Oh, good. And did it end? Was it a good fundraiser for you? Were you guys able to generate some good income for Mio?
Yeah, it was a really successful fundraiser. So
wonderful.
We're just so thankful for everyone that helped with that.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I'll be in current events, which we'll do towards the end of the second hour. I'll have updates for you on the last two events to go. I think Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project's got something coming up, and of course Tuxes and Tails with Seattle Humane. But you know, I'm glad all along I've been telling you. I mean, that's my big example, is that Seattle Humane had hoped to be able to do Tuxes and Tails in person again this year and set it up that way, and we're getting ready to do it. I kept questioning it every week, and I probably was a little bit of intuition, because of course they've had to change it now, and it's going to be virtual. There's not going to be any in-person Tuxes and Tails this year, so that's disappointing, and hopefully by next year everybody will be able to do things in person again, if enough of us get together here and do what we need to do to start extinguishing this virus. So let's see. Meow Cat Rescue. I wanted to, do we have any woof woofs at Meow these days? We got any dogs available through you guys?
You know, I think there are a couple of new dogs in foster care. I don't think they're quite available yet. So at the moment, I don't think we have any available dogs, but
okay, but I think when you do have dogs, you don't house the dogs at the shelter. Dogs are always kept in foster care, I think.
Right. That's correct. Okay.
So, but you can, if you want to know if there are any dogs available at Meow, you do the same thing on the website. You go to meowcatrescue.org and click on available dogs.
Yep.
Yep. So you can do that and find out if there's anybody there. And I would imagine that is also updated regularly. So if there are dogs that aren't quite ready for adoption yet, as soon as they are, they will be posted there. Correct?
Right.
And do you have do you usually have small dogs, large dogs? Do you get it all over the place?
You know, it varies. I know it started out as mainly Shar Pei's. That's a very unique breed.
Yeah.
But Kelly, she's our canine leader. She's been doing, she's had labs, she's had pit bulls. We got our dog from her, one from Korea,
Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu, thank you.
And that reminds me, the session I did yesterday, two dogs, an older 10-year-old golden retriever, but a 2-year-old Jindo out of the meat market in Korea. And boy, does that dog need a lot of help. We did a lot of work though. But they come with packing a lot of emotional baggage and a completely different mindset and so forth, when you're born into that kind of an environment. Anyway, this dog's mom was at the meat market pregnant, and they pulled her out of there, and then so puppy's birthed in that environment, but then shipped over here. So it can be a challenging process to help these dogs integrate into a quote normal life with humans. So you do have some adult cats, you do have kittens, but the ability to adopt them may be delayed a little bit because you're having to tap dance around the spay and neuter thing because of the availability of veterinarians right now. Is that correct?
We all just need to be patient. I know this is very difficult, and we just need to learn some patience, and hopefully this too shall pass.
Yep. So think good thoughts. Say lots of prayers for our veterinarians, their staff, the hospitals. They are all completely stressed out. So let's send them lots of love and understanding. And if you get frustrated with your vet, please don't yell at them. Go scream in a pillow. It's just an energy. Let it out. But try not to let out the frustrations at other ones, because what you put out, you get back. So let's just scream in pillows and be nice to the vets. So, Marilyn, thanks so much for spending some time here on the Labor Day weekend. People want to check out Meow. We know the website is meowcatrescue.org. Somebody's answering the phone these days, right?
Yeah, it'll be me today. So,
Marilyn, so if you want to talk to Marilyn, what's the phone number to call Marilyn at Meow?
It's 425-822-6369.
So 425-822-6369. If you want to hear a familiar voice, call this afternoon because it'll be Marilyn. So what hours is the shelter open today?
1 to 5 p.m.
1 to 5 p.m. and in Kirkland, Meow Cat Rescue. Marilyn, thanks for all your great work, and thank you for taking care of my friends. And I've got some friends that are wanting to adopt some kitties from Meow, and so
they adopted them yesterday, Martha.
Oh, they know. Oh gosh. Okay, we're gonna have to take a break. So I'm gonna have to cry. I can't. I have to go meet this boy. It's really a special needs case. So we're gonna have to see how they do for this month, and then maybe we can update everybody next month. But it's really a challenging case. Well, I can't wait to talk to him. Anyway, Marilyn, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And we will talk to you in a month.
Thank you. You too.
All right. God bless. Bye bye. All righty, we're going to close up hour number one. And you know what that means? It means we get to get on the love train. So it is time for our exercise for the day, our fun, and to spread love all around the world. And that's our main goal. So the love train will be coming to town here very shortly. And I always energize it up with our yogi energization prayer so that we'll be extra energized for the day in the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies and minds with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, dance in your bed, dance in your chair, dance anywhere. Join me on the love train. I'm coming to pick you up. And stay right where you are, because it's coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.